I touch my microphone. I touch whatever I want. It's mine. I own it.
Don't. It makes that horrible sound in the beginning, and then people hear that, and they're like, ugh.
Oh, bad quality.
Yeah, exactly. Bad quality.
I'm 43, living in new technology, okay? It's not easy for me to understand things, but I am wearing horror socks, so let's do that up. So it's been a while since we've done a show. I moved from my home country of New Jersey to my new country, North Carolina. And I'm actually liking
it. Countries.
Countries.
You moved states, asshole. Yo, not countries.
It's not the same now, dude. It's completely different. First off, people are fucking nice here.
I know. So much. I know. It's much nicer in the South.
Yo, no, sir. Yes, sir. I'm my dude, bro. Just call me Steven. You know, like
that. Like that, man.
Nice. Yeah, yes. And I live by a military base, so when I do like Lyft or Uber, I get a lot of that. But anyway, so yeah, it took some time, about 3 or 4 months for me to get down here. I gotta get ready set up. And it's cool, though, because now I have a house, but a yard and a backyard and 4 bedrooms.
Yeah.
And I'm still recording outside.
Well,
it's just easier, man. I remember one of the shows we used to watch was All My Heroes Wear Masks. Was one of my favorite podcasts.
But he was recording in his, like, his fucking garage.
Yeah, I don't know where he was, like on his phone or some shit, but that one main dude was just like, you know,
he just wandered around and just
wandered around.
Yeah, I think he must have been on his phone or something, because he literally just sounded like he wandered around his house.
I always pictured him like in the middle of nowhere, like just fucking wandering around, drinking a beer.
Yeah, always had endless supply of beer, and he was just always yelling about something.
Not as bad as Drunken Zombie, though. Drunken Zombie was drunk as fuck. All right, so today's show is going to be some fun. I didn't actually write any script for today's show because I didn't have time. I just started school backing up again and, you know, getting in the house. So what's her name? Rants? Originally today's show was supposed to be House 2. That's originally what we're supposed to do. What? Talk to me. Don't tell me how to run my life.
Today's whatever episode is supposed to be, you know... Today's episode is not getting anything good. It's got rants and it's just fucking angriness because there's just on the topic and on the table are two shitty things that you stupid people like.
Not stupid people, just people who don't understand horror. That's the problem. And all right, so today's show is supposed to be House 2. I didn't get a chance to get the movie because of the moving and all that. So House 2 will come. I doubt anybody really cares if anybody's even listening, but I do want to see House 2. I actually might buy the whole box set. I almost bought it the other day, but I ended up buying Transformers, the 1980s cartoon movie on Ultra 4K.
Where are you buying that full set? That set's like sold out.
Yeah, no, you can just buy piece by piece on Amazon. That's what I do.
Oh,
It's not like Friday 13th where I'd want the box set, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I forget who did it, either Vinegar or Arrow put out the House box set. It's like House 1 through 4, I think. And 3 and 4 are not technically House films. They just were dubbed House because they were popular.
Yeah, they were just... so it's funny because the first one is supposed to be a scary movie. And then the second one is totally not that thing. But sometimes that works for you, you know what I mean? Like, look at Saints Row. The first Saints Row was probably to be serious, but the second one was way better because it was not serious. So sometimes that works. The game, Saints Row. Like, the first
one
was
straight up
serious. Like, it was straight up serious, and they were like, well, fuck it. We're just going all out. And Saints Row 2 was, like, just ridiculous.
It got worse.
I probably should shove in another thing in there today because another thing in here today is any Scream movies because I'm starting to have an issue with those fucking movies. And
you know the new one's coming out in like a couple months, right?
You mean Ghostface Takes Manhattan?
I guess. Sure. What is this, number 6?
I don't know if we're going to talk about Hellraisers, Hulu's Hellraiser tonight. Probably not. We'll probably do that in the next show, but I liked it.
I didn't.
You didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it. It was good.
Kills in it and shit. Yeah, it was a different story. It was a different take, so I enjoyed it. And it wasn't like a different take where it threw you for a loop. You understood what was going on.
Yeah.
All right, so the first thing we probably should talk about is probably the blood does not – a gore does not equal horror before we get into Halloween or Corey ends. I've been seeing this thing. I belong to a lot of Facebook pages that are horror, you know, like people put up horror stuff and, you know, stuff. They talk about the new movie Megan. They don't spoil anything. But Terrifier 2 had recently just come out. And I have never seen the first one, and Ryan has. Now, before we get into this, me and Ryan do like gory movies. We love Blood Diner, Bucket of Blood. You know, Evil Dead's considered a gory movie. Saw's considered a gory movie. Like, so I do like the movies.
I more kind of see it as we enjoy gore when it's needed.
When it's needed, yeah. So
when you know that, all right, I'm walking into a film and the director's like, when it comes to like, okay, here's a good example. What was it? 2010 to 2015, we got the new wave of French horror. And then we got like, you know, Martyrs and Inside and
that stuff.
That was, you know, the modern age at that moment of gore. And now we've come up to, you know, we've had Hostel, we've had Soul, we have all of that. And that's, you know, the gore that you want because it's the practice and what's going on in the film. But just for fuck's sakes, no, it's. I'm sorry. There's no reason.
Well, okay. So I have my issues with Saw. I didn't really like Saw that much. I liked 1, 2, and 3. So I've been told not to see Hostel because I'm not a big fan of Saw. Now, Saw is torture porn, straight up, straightforward. Is it gory? It's very gory. But you know what Saw has that Terrifier doesn't have? Intensity.
Story?
Atmosphere. Intensity. It makes you cringe in your seat because you're not sure what's going to happen. All art does in the Terrifier is just cut people up.
I can't say anything about 2. I haven't seen 2, and I'm not gonna go.
I mean, I heard about one kill in the first one where they cut a girl from crotch to top. And yeah. Why?
So the whole concept of the first one is literally these two girls are sitting in a pizzeria, I believe.
Yeah, I see.
You know, hanging out, and Art just comes in and he sits down, and he just fixated on the both of them, and that's the story. There's no, you know, like I believe me, I am a fan of a new killer coming in, no backstory, no nothing, and it's just boom, here we are. That's great.
But, oh yeah, look cool too. He does look cool. Give him that.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. You know, but you know that whole scene right there from a woman getting literally ripped from apart. Okay. You could have, you know, it's just there was no necessary reason behind it. There's no reason for him to just, you didn't need to go all the way.
Yeah, from what I could tell, from what I read, is there really is no story to Terrifier. And again, Saw had a story, you know, Jigsaw himself, he had a reason. Evil Dead had a story. There was a reason for what was going on. As crazy as Blood Diner is, there's actually a story there. I don't remember Bucket of Blood too much, but there's no story. See, the thing about, I think what bothered me the most, Bucket of Blood. Isn't that
Bucket of Blood. Oh, well, wait. Bucket of Blood is the one about the hipster painter, or?
I think so. It's been a while since I've seen the movie, so I'm not sure. The thing I think bothered me the most about the whole issue is people want to throw Art the Clown right into the top of the legendary killers and slasher movies. And that bothered me. Here's the thing. And the first thing I said to the person, because he started getting nasty with me on it, I'm like, first off, Friday 13th Part 1 made $1 billion in 1980. Just saying. Like, that's equivalent to almost $44 billion today.
Oh.
So,
Steven, you got to remember, the original Friday the 13th had nothing to do with Jason.
I'm not saying that. So, it was still a slasher.
Yeah, right? No, yes.
Yeah, and Jason was mentioned. So it's still, okay, all right, we'll go from there. Nightmare on Elm Street 1 made $1 billion. Okay? And it's not just because they made $1 billion. These people have lasted through time. You know,
I'm not going to shit on these films because they're not going to past the test of time. They will. These films will get fucking pushed. And these films will be seen by everybody.
That was the problem. You think about today's standards, it's a lot easier for somebody to see something like Art the Clown. But you're talking about Friday 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, 1980, 1984. It wasn't as easy to see those movies, especially with when I was four when Nightmare on Elm Street came out. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, I saw it when I was five, because I'm a fucking legend. But, like, these movies weren't as easy to get back then. Nowadays, horror can be pushed so easily, and I think that's what I was getting bothered. Like, they were saying they're better than Freddy or better than Jason. No, I'm sorry, no. Like, I haven't seen the movie. I don't really have any inkling to see the movie. I saw the trailer. I thought Art looked really cool, and I heard the actor's really awesome playing him. But from what I heard from the synopsis that someone gave me, I was like, no. like, I just don't want to see it. Like, I don't care about people being cut up. Have I seen movies like that? Yeah, I've seen plenty of movies like that. I mean, Blood Diner alone was ridiculous. Excuse me, was ridiculous. But I have an issue because people think that gore equals horror, and it's no, it doesn't. Because you need atmosphere, you need tone, you need a reason for the people to be terrified. Yeah, did Art terrify these two girls when he was fucking slaughtering them? Yeah, I'm sure. But did the audience get terrified? That's the problem.
No, like, well, the audience, yeah. I don't know if the audience got terrified, but they did. And I know with the sequel, they did get sick.
They were getting sick.
And nauseous.
Because it's gruesome. That's why. Not because it's scary. You know, that's what makes a good horror movie.
Yeah, okay. I see your point. I see your argument. But then again, there are films out there that aren't gory, that don't have any suspense, that don't have anything. And, you know, they're the slowest fucking movie in the world. And it's literally the last 2 seconds of the film. And then, boom. And then it's over.
Orphan was like that, wasn't it? Wasn't Orphan like that? Where, like, you didn't really know what was going on. And then the end was, like, insane.
There's a few films that are like that are out there. But...
But Orphan was good from beginning to end. I enjoyed Orphan. I thought it was a cool fucking setup. Like, at the end, you're like, oh, shit, dude. You know, like, so that was my problem. Because remember, I grew up on black and white horror. So I watched a lot of the old school Dracula and Wolfman and all that. Now, it's not everybody's cup of tea, you know. I don't think it's really yours. But, like, those movies had atmosphere. They had no gore in them. You know, people did die. I think a whole bus of people died in fucking Invisible Man. So, like... It was the way they did it, the way they used the lighting and the sound and the music and the atmosphere. To me, just cutting somebody up is not scary. It's not monstrous. It's not something I'm afraid to walk outside my house and be like, oh, huh, you know, I don't feel like terrified is going to kill me. Where when I was a kid and I saw Freddy Krueger, I was terrified to go to sleep, man. Like, because now that you think that guy could do it, like, he could do it. A guy walking around in a clown outfit nowadays isn't gonna fly with the cops. You know what I mean? Like, it's not Halloween. They're pulling you over, and I have a big problem with it. Like, and I have a big problem with Scream too. Like, this whole Scream shit is starting to get annoying. Do I like Ghostface? Yeah, I do. I do like Ghostface. I liked Part One. I like.
You were just being a very grumpy old man tonight.
I'm tired. Part Four. I haven't seen the new one, but someone ruined it for me. So I now that I know.
Oh, what, number five?
Yeah, the cop dies. Dudley.
All right. Did they ruin the entire ending?
No, but it was sad that he died. You know what
well,
I mean?
Yeah, of course they have to either if not kill them all off. Or continues going.
The new one, I saw the teaser trailer for it.
I haven't seen the teaser for it.
So I watched the teaser trailer. I watched it multiple times. I will say this about the teaser trailer. There's some cool Easter eggs in there because I caught them. They got Mr. Babadook. He's in there. Someone dresses him. Like, there's a cool, like people wearing cool Halloween outfits in the background. But
you ever see the Babadook?
Babadook, that's it. You know, I've never seen it. I have read the screenplay, though.
It's a good film.
I gotta watch it. Here's my thing: is what they're doing. It's already been done before. That's the problem.
Unfortunately, that's every movie that has come out. Is there?
Yeah, no. You could.
Everything's a remake of a remake of a remake.
Yeah, really. You could say that, right? So you could say that, you know, Pinhead went to space, so did Jason. Okay, but I get a lot of weird vibes from the teaser trailer, and I get Jason vibes, like. They're on it. All right. For instance, the teaser trailer takes place on a subway train. Okay? Like, Jason was on a subway train. And not only was Jason on a subway train, I think there's a Jason poster behind him during the subway train. So that's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Like, and there's
it's just they could be doing their versions of homages. They may not be remaking, say, like, you know, this could be their version. Yeah, this could be, say, their version of Jason Takes Manhattan. Sure, why not?
I mean, yeah, that's fine. But I don't know. I just have my gripes about
that. I think they're just, you know, at this moment right now, they're just having fun with it. Fun with it. And they're like, oh, fuck it, who cares? We don't know. I think, what? It's just only, what's her name? Gail Weathers only. I think she's the only one coming back.
Monica from Friends.
Yeah, well, yes.
Where her boobs got bigger after Friends.
Well, yeah, she had the money.
She had the, yeah, she did. Dude, the last couple seasons, they were making $1 million a show.
Yeah.
$1 million an episode.
Yeah, and it took all six of them or seven of them to make sure they all had the equal pay.
Yeah, but they did, which was cool. It was awesome. My other biggest gripe with it is Sydney's not in it. And I kind of feel like, yeah, this might not be true, but to me, it feels like Sydney's attached to Ghostface in a way. Because, I mean, you think about it, every fucking movie is really about Sydney. And now she's not in it. She didn't want to do it. So it's kind of like, well, what the fuck's the point of the Ghostface killer?
I see them doing a foreshadowing or something to, like, she'll have, if anything, she'll have, like, a little cameo and they're like, you know, her on the phone saying, I can't do this anymore, goodbye, and then...
Yeah, she's not even doing a cameo. She's not doing it at all. She didn't even want to do 5.
I know.
Like, so, like, she's like, I'm done. And it makes sense. You know what would have made 5 better? And I said this to a bunch of people, because I had read the
script. But you haven't seen it yet, so how could you...
No, but...
How do you know what's going to make it better?
No, if that was going to be her final movie, I think the best way to have done that was the killer be somebody we knew. You know, like Stu from the first one.
Well, he's dead.
According to the writer, he wasn't dead. And if you watch fucking part 2, he's there. He's in the background during a fucking party. So, and I looked for him. He's there. So, if he's not dead, why didn't he not be the killer? Because that would be way cooler. Because that would be a good way to go out on. You know, like she goes, it circles all the way back to the first movie.
Yes, that would.
That would have been really cool. Like, you're going to the fifth movie, now it circles all the way back. Sydney, maybe you can have it Sydney and him kill each other, and then it takes over from there, you know? That would have been good. Speaking of bad endings. So, I know we're late to the party. And so, Halloween Ends. I did not get to watch it today, so I'm sorry about that.
I decided to rewatch it just to keep it fresh.
I didn't watch it.
Guess how long it took me to watch it? How long it took me?
How long?
Just guess.
6 hours, like all day.
Like, no, it took me 3 days.
3 days.
I started it Friday night, and I got to a certain point, and I was like, I'm not watching this fucking garbage anymore, and I shut it off, and I can't. I got bored yesterday, and I decided to watch some more, and I got maybe like 10 minutes into wherever I last was, and I was like, oh, no, fuck this. And then it hit like 7 o'clock. I started getting set up, and I was like, oh, I gotta finish this shithole. And I just threw it on the TV as I figured this fucking setup I have, and waited for you, and I, oh my god.
So before we start this, there's a couple of things I don't know if you knew about that I looked up while I was working. When the director set out to write to do this movie, he wanted to make a love story. So that's where we're starting with this. And not saying that love stories don't exist in horror movies. Bram Stoker's Dracula was a love story. So, and like, I'm not saying
but
that.
But you're not. You're making a film that is supposed to end everything.
Yeah, that's my issue. So here is some problems I have.
You don't start the series out and say, hey, I'm retconning everything. It's just this and the two I'm making, and it's going to end the entire series. That's going to be the series done and over with. Not, hey, here's this, and here's over-the-top fucking gore for no reason, and then here's I'm just kidding. I don't care anymore. Here you go. I think it's over.
So here's some things I did not know. I didn't realize pick this up, but someone had the horror cast, I think they're called, or the show that I sent you. They actually brought me to my attention. I did not realize the font for this movie was Halloween 3's font. So there's your first indicator. Although Halloween 3 by itself is not a bad movie.
What do you mean their font?
So the font, the way the Halloween looks on the cover of the book, the movie, and the way it shows up in the title card is the Halloween font of Part 3. The way they did the font for the original movie, Part 3.
Yeah, but Halloween 3 was a good fucking film.
Yes, but you have to remember that a lot of people don't like that fucking movie.
Because
it doesn't have anything to do with Michael Myers. So there's your first indication. I didn't like it either. If you think about it, I didn't like Part 7 of Nightmare on Elm Street until Romar put me in my place and told me to watch it after Part 1. So that changed my whole aspect. Yeah, I didn't like Nightmare on Elm Street Part 7. The new Nightmare.
When was Part 7 again?
That's when he comes out, I guess, and attacks Nancy, but she's...
Oh, like, it's the final chapter. Or the
No, that's 6. That's 6.
It's the last one that...
they did.
The last one they did. Yeah.
But when Romar told me to watch it after watching the original one, it made more sense. Because it is Wes Craven doing both those movies. So so that's your first indication is the font. Also, there is something that I think is really weird about the movie, and I picked up on this too, was you notice how Laurie Strode, right? She's writing her memoirs or biography in the beginning of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which is fine. But wouldn't that be the time that she would actually be gearing up for fucking Michael Myers since he's been missing for 4 years? And not the first movie?
No, because now it's fucking... Come on, Grandma, we can get old and die together now.
No, but it doesn't
Michael
make any sense.
Michael is gone. So, no, to them, Michael's gone. He disappeared. But, you know, every other time he's disappeared, everyone else is like, don't get old, you know, yelling at her to get over it. Now she's actually like, you know what? I don't know where he is, fuck it. I'm going to get over it.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. That's what I was debating about the other day. So in 2018 Halloween, right? She's geared up. She's made herself a stronghold. But the whole time, for the last 30 years or 40 years, he was in a mental institution locked away, right? There really is no reason. In this movie, he's been missing for 4 years. He's somewhere out there. They have never found his body. So wouldn't that be the time when you start gearing up weapons and shit? Because he could come back at any given time and kill you.
Oh, and yeah.
That to me is misplaced. Also, in the beginning, with Corey, do you think he killed that kid on purpose?
No. The kid was... I'm sorry, but I will defend the beginning because that little kid was a dickhead.
Yeah, I actually thought the movie was going to be really good because of that beginning. Because that beginning, it took me by surprise, actually. And I was
like yes. When I first saw it, yes, the beginning took me by surprise going, oh, shit, you know, it's bad luck. It's Haddonfield.
But
I didn't expect them to be like, no, that's the main character. And you're just like, what?
Who the fuck's Corey? Like, that's the whole thing I kept saying about the movie.
The real big, like, downer for me about this entire film was literally the beginning of it, of them going, oh, hey, this is 4 years later? And you're just like, wait. No, I'm expecting to come into this with a big violent fight, like the entire film to be her and Michael's last hurrah. And
yeah, like Jason versus Freddy style. Like, this is it. Like, you know.
But instead I get a mediocre, stupid love story.
Oh my god, it was so dumb.
And if you actually look at it, it's two love stories, one good and one evil.
Well, yeah, there also is a love story they didn't touch on with Laurie and the cop.
Yeah,
which they did do in part two, Halloween Kills, which is fine because that's something you want to happen. Like, you want them to get together. Yeah. Like,
they didn't do it,
they didn't push that at all. It was
push
like,
it as Corey and what's your name. It was more subtle. It was more. This is how awkward old people date. Yeah, like, and
there's one
flirt
scene
with
where he talks about cherry blossoms, and the next minute it's like you don't see him till the end of the fucking movie.
Yeah, she does the suicide call.
Yeah. So all right. So we have Corey now, right? We got Corey. He gets beat up by the band. Who the fuck gets beat up by band class?
Okay, so you have a, I would probably say a someone in their 20s.
Yeah.
Getting picked on and bullied
by band.
By kids in high school.
In band, not only, in band.
Well, you have a jock, and I think the rest of them are band geeks. Yeah,
they'll all be band geeks. All of them are band geeks.
Oh, they're all, no, okay. They're all band geeks. Sorry. All of them band geeks, and all you're in your 20s, and you get picked on.
If anything, they should be touching you. You killed a kid. You know,
so you yeah, I'm sorry.
Like,
everyone else talks shit, you know, is like horrified to look at you and everything else, but these four fucking kids are like, well, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah, like, the thing that really bothered me is if you watch, well, the original Halloween was, of course, a fucking masterpiece, but Halloween 2018 and Halloween Kills, if you watch both those movies, they are like fucking pedal to the metal, especially Kills. There's people getting murdered left and right. Like, it's a completely different Michael Myers. And I like Kills, and I like 2018. So he's just fucking murdering people. And then you get this movie, and it's like Disney. Like, it just steps on the brakes, and like, you just came to a strutting hill, and you're just like, oh, why are they running on a motorcycle for half this fucking movie?
Oh, my God.
Like, you know, and I don't understand what Laurie's granddaughter was thinking, that she wanted him inside her. I don't get it. Like, also, what transpired between Michael and Corey when he grabbed him? Did they use the force?
They like, locked eyes, and they had like, an intimate conversation through eyeballs.
Oh, here's the thing. Pick a lane. Is he supernatural or is he human? Pick a fucking lane, because it's getting ridiculous now.
Oh, yeah, that made no sense. How is he surviving? How is he not, like, fully back to normal after 4 years living in a storm drain?
So,
is he, like, it's, like, perverted cousin that nobody talks about because they're like, we don't talk about Michael. We know he likes to live in a storm drain because this is not... If you look at it, it's not the first time he lived in a fucking storm drain.
The crazy thing is, like, you can get Jason living because he hunted from the land where he lived to eat. The other thing I can think of,
Michael has no survivor skills because he's been in a mental hospital his entire life.
Well, he did, because in the first original movie from the 1970s, he was killing dogs and eating dogs, so he does know what to eat. Yeah, if you watch it again, he killed a dog and ate it. They actually say it. So he know he
in the 78 version?
The 78 version, yeah. He totally eats a dog. Watch it again. They actually talk about it. So he does know how to survive. And the only thing I can realize is that if people get close enough to the sewer, he might pull them under and eat humans. Although, you know what would be a kind of a cool twist? You know that bum that was sitting outside by the fire?
Well, they killed the bum.
Yeah, you know that bum, though? That'd be cool. Yeah. That was Michael the whole time.
Like, no, but that...
In plain
that
sight.
That bum was an homage to either 4 or 5.
You remember the guy who keeps him alive while he's unconscious?
Yeah.
And then he ends up murdering him in the end. Now,
what happened to the bum in this one? The bum found him, moved him in there, kept him alive, and then he killed him.
Well, Michael killed two people in this whole movie. Because Corey doesn't count. He was already dead. He was going to die by bleed out anyway. So Michael only killed two people, which has got to be the lowest slasher killer movie of all time.
Wait, who did he kill?
So
I just watched it, and I can't even tell you.
All right, so he killed the bum, right?
Yeah.
And he killed the
doctor. Oh, he killed the cop.
Yeah. Oh, and the doctor. He killed the doctor.
Oh, he killed the... And Corey killed the woman, the chick, and that.
And Corey killed the DJ, and Killy killed all his friends, and the... Excuse me, killed all those people in the fucking junkyard. So Michael killed his
stepfather.
That was an accident, though, right? The guy shot and killed his stepfather.
Yeah,
well, I felt so bad for the stepfather because he seemed so nice.
Oh, yeah. Like,
he was trying his hardest to be a good father. You know?
If he didn't get shot in the forehead, Corey was going to try to kill him.
Yeah, which is sad because that guy did so much to make those two like click, you know? It's sad.
So it's even better as the film goes on that we have our little narration with the kid's father that, you know, that died in the beginning and Laurie at the bar. Like, we needed that little that conversation between them to go, Corey's actually really evil. And you're just like, we figured that one out already, you jackass.
The fucking monologue of, like, everything that we've known since we've seen the first fucking movie. Like,
yeah.
He's got the same eyes as Michael does. Oh, my God. What, are you trying to be Loomis, bro? You trying to be Loomis? Because you can't.
Oh, wait. I was rewatching this again. I was, you know, because I didn't remember it from the first time. So I was sitting there waiting, going, wait, does Loomis pop up in this? I was like, no, he died. Wait, you sure? I'm like, no, he died. And then the guy who took over for Loomis died.
Oh, yeah, he died in 2018. Yeah, that's right. He got stabbed in the throat. But see, in that movie, you kind of got the idea that Michael Myers wasn't really after Laurie. The doctor brought him to Laurie. You know what I mean? Like, so he really wasn't.
Well, he explained it. The reason why the doctor did, because he wanted to see that.
He wanted to talk.
No, he wanted to see that rage and integrate that what drew Michael, what kept him alive. He wanted to know what kept him alive, and it was knowing that he wanted to see if he actually did kill her, what would happen to him?
Yeah, and he didn't really want anything to do with her. He didn't really care. Also, what happened to the daughter? She was killed in Kills at the end.
Yeah.
Nobody fucking talks about it.
Because it's just, you know, it's still a sore subject. With,
did she like, just want out the show? They just killed her off and that was the end of it? Like, it seemed weird that the grandmother, her mother, didn't speak about it at all. Just had, they showed a picture of her and that was the end of it. Like, that was... All right, moving on.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Doesn't bring it up at all. They bring it up.
They bring it up like once or twice.
Like when they killed the father, I was like, I kind of like the character, but they kind of didn't like the character. So like,
oh, I was upset.
I was upset.
Are you really going to kill him?
He was funny, so I was like, "Ah, oh, like give me, I got peanut butter on my penis." You know what I mean? Like, how'd you do that? How'd you do that? Like, you know,
you needed that. You needed those things, and you know.
Yeah, and like in this one, I felt like I wasn't even watching a Halloween movie. Now, okay, Halloween 3, making that comparison, the real Season of the Witch, you felt like you were watching a goddamn horror movie. Either way,
what this reminded me of, and it popped in my head today while watching it.
But
this is just Friday the 13th, part 5.
Actually, a lot of people made that comparison. So it's part 5 of Friday the 13th and something else. And the one guy had said...
It's just a copycat until the ending.
It's just a copycat until the ending, yep. And he's not even a good copycat.
He's a fucking shitty copycat.
His wolfless mask he's got on him. It's fucking terrible, man. Like, and then,
he's
like...
a scarecrow, bro.
When the end came, when it was Michael Myers versus Laurie Strode... I really thought it was going to be like a Freddy versus Jason fight. Like, that's
what it was. It was
like
a fucking 10-minute fight. And it fucking...
A 10-minute fight. Like, what the fuck?
It was so shitty. I was just like, all right, look, I understand you're both old. I'm like, but you could still fucking put up a fight.
Yeah, I get that. They're both old or whatever. But it was so quick. It, like, happened so fast. And when he got stabbed in the hands and he couldn't get up, I was like, wait, wasn't he shot like 3 times in the last movie, stabbed a bunch of times, and he got up and killed the whole town? Like, yeah. So what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I don't understand. Is he supernatural or not? Pick a fucking lane. If he's supernatural, fine. I wouldn't care. You know? Like, whatever. Jason's supernatural. Freddy's supernatural. Ghostface is supernatural to a point. So that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, if he's supernatural, fine. But don't keep telling me because you're the director. Oh, he's human. He's human. But yet, he just killed a whole fucking town with a kitchen knife. In a brawl. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. That's not what happens. Like, yeah, I like Kills. It was fun. It was fast-paced. It was... The ending was kind of creepy. And then it's like, you hit the brakes, and now we have to deal with these two people. We have... No connection. Well, all right. I guess we have a connection to Laurie's granddaughter, but not Corey. Him killing that kid by accident is not changing the fact I'm going to care about this kid. I don't know who this kid is. I don't even know why this movie started like this. I thought it started like this to let you know what kind of movie it was going to be. Hey, guess what? We killed kids in the last two movies. We're going to kill a kid as the first fucking kill in this movie. That's where we're going. We're going to no holds barred. So I was like, all right, I'm ready to go. And then that's not what it is. It's like... When do we see Michael Myers? It's like 45 minutes in.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, so, and then All right, so you can even put that parallel, right? So fucking Halloween Kills, he fights the whole town. Evil dies tonight and shit. Fights the whole, which is bad writing, by the way. But he fights the whole town, kills them all with a knife. But Corey punches him once and knocks him out.
Mm-hmm. You gotta remember, he's weakened.
But what?
He's weak, but, man. He's weak.
Yeah, okay. Then he's supernatural. Then you're giving me his power comes from murder, which she did say. The stronger, more he kills, the more he upsets. Okay. He's also a trained killer. He's trained himself to murder people, so getting punched in the face shouldn't really affect him because he's psychotic. So Corey takes him out, takes his mask. And that's the other thing, right? So Lori shoots him twice, and then Lori's granddaughter, I don't remember her name. That's how much that movie sucked.
Allison,
okay. So Allison walks in and blames her grandma for killing her boyfriend. Meanwhile, he's wearing the fucking Michael Myers mask. Like, you know what I mean? And you know he's violent, and he even told her he killed somebody.
The best part about that whole thing is her, walking in, seeing her grandmother with the knife. As you're looking down, looking at them, you would think, hey, well, there's the mask. It's right next to him. He's in the jumpsuit. And my grandmother had a knife. Okay, I don't see a reason to be mad. He looked like he was about to kill you. He wanted to kill you. And you're like, he lost his mind. And you wanted to leave with him? He lost his fucking mind.
He was losing his mind from the beginning.
Oh, yeah. The bullies, the fucking band geeks, really got to him. So, getting picked on by band geeks, I'd want to kill somebody, too.
Robar just texted me. He said, no, sorry. I got suckered into taking someone shopping.
It's fucking 10 o'clock at night. Where the fuck are you shopping?
Isn't Target by you open late?
Either 10 or maybe 11.
It's even Sunday, though. What the fuck are you going shopping?
Yeah, it's Sunday night.
And I live in the Bible Belt. Everything's closed here. Yeah, so the first two things that should came in Allison's mind is, where'd you find that mask, and why are you dressed like Michael? All right, my grandma shot you, and she probably shot you for a reason. One, if you came in the house dressed like that, she's going to shoot. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? She like freaks out, and then out of nowhere, she comes back to save her grandmother at the end. And I don't know what was going on. Yeah, you remember he's choking her or whatever, and then she comes back and breaks Michael Myers' arm.
Oh, Allison. I thought for some odd reason I thought it was Corey. I was like, wait, Corey did.
See, that's what pissed me off too. Like, 'cause at first I'm like, all right, I can deal with them killing off Michael and having a new killer take his place. I can deal with that. But then you kill the motherfucker like right at the end of the movie. So now we're like, what the fuck now? Like, I was like, I'd rather watch the non director's cut of fucking Part 6. Which makes no fucking sense to watch this piece of shit. And the sad part,
watch any of them.
This movie makes me hate the first two. Because it goes to. Makes where it's going to go to. Like, you know it. And the sad part is, I'm going to have to fucking buy it. That's the fucking sad part. Because I have every single Halloween movie. And that includes Rob Zombie movies that I never watched. They're still wrapped up.
Well, you have no... yourself when it comes to films. Like me, when it comes to buying stuff, it's stuff that I like.
The way I look at it is it's part of a collection of a legendary creature. Like, so every Freddy, every Jason, every Michael Myers.
I own Halloween 1, the original, and Halloween 3.
There's no
burning urge inside of me to the rest of them up.
Amanda got me all of them for Halloween one year. We give each other gifts on Halloween. She had got me the rest of them on Halloween, the original ones, and all the way to Resurrection, I think. And we watched them on Halloween all day. We had like popcorn and stuff, watched all, every single one of them. So like, I don't mind the old ones so bad. There's the Rob Zombie ones, and now all three of these, like, they can suck my balls. But I will end up buying it because it's part of the collection. So hey, again, remember, I didn't like Seasons of the Wish at one time, and I own that. Well, I like
it's that. So hard to watch. Like, I can watch 1, 2, and 3 without a problem. It's not hard. After that, they get fucking ridiculously hard to watch because they're so bad.
I think one of my worst problems with the movie is they can never get the mask right.
Everyone is different.
Which is really fucking stupid because it is Captain Kirk's mask. So just go buy that. Like, how hard is that? like it has, like, at least Jason's mask, other than part 5, was always the red stripes. And even had the break in it for the axe that went in his head. So at least that was always right, you know?
Well, until 5.
And yeah, well, 5 is not him anyway, so we don't know.
Well, he still looks, he's Jason, but it's not Jason because the guy is in a mask. And the only difference is it's a blue triangle.
Yeah, and the only time he really didn't wear his own mask is part 10, when he became Uber Jason. So that's a completely different thing.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I liked Uber Jason.
Jason, I forgot, Jason can jump. Jason can jump bodies.
That's 9. That's 9.
Wait. Oh, you mean space? Wait.
What is Jason, Jason Takes Manhattan is
8. And Jason then 9 is Jason 9. Goes to hell. Jason and then you have X.
X is, that's 10. So that's 10.
Yeah.
So that's
Wait, when does he... Oh, yeah, I forgot to take his mask off in 10 at a certain point.
Beginning, no, he takes his mask off and then put it back on. He kills everybody, then gets shot up and turns into Uber Jason. And then he's got that really cool mask on. It's all metal and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Candyman's in that movie.
No.
No, it's not Candyman. Who is that? The black guy. He's famous in horror.
Just I've a random him. Black guy.
No, he's. Oh. I've seen him in horror before. I haven't seen the new Candyman movie because I heard it's not Candyman, so I didn't watch it.
It's all right.
It's not Candyman. You know what I did like, though, before I go back on this rant, was I do like those Us, Get Out. I haven't seen Nope yet, but I like those movies.
I got to finish Nope. But
I haven't watched it yet, but I did like those.
Those are good films.
Us was a little confusing, but premise-wise, it was awesome. But anyway, so there's a lot of issues with it. So it also, where was all the fanfare? This is the last one that ties up all the movies, right? There was no fanfare in it at all. Like, you would think Michael would be, like, the first thing you'd see in that movie. Like, just walking around, walking back to the town, maybe. You know, like, you would think this would be the first thing you'd see. And it would be, like, so much stuff. Like, there was stuff from the first movie in it where he's behind the bush. There's that. But that was really it. I mean, he's not in the movie enough. Were the kills good? What are you doing?
What?
What was that noise?
What noise?
That. Are you clicking something?
Yeah, I'm looking through. I'm looking through. I looked up this gentleman that you.
Oh, the guy from Hollywood.
Yeah, I couldn't pronounce. I can't pronounce his last name for the life of me. But his name is Peter Mensah.
I feel like he's been in other horror movies.
Yes.
All right, so I have seen.
Yes, he was in 300. He was in Avatar.
Oh, I don't give a shit about Avatar. I didn't even care about the first one. I've never seen it.
Just, you know, give him what IMDb is his list and known for.
Oh, and yeah,
Spartacus. If you know Spartacus.
I know Spartacus. I'm Spartacus. My wife's watching The Big Bang Theory.
I was wondering what the hell you were quoting.
No, Spartacus is from the movie, the original movie.
Oh.
There was some fanfare. They were watching a Thing movie, I think, at one part of the movie.
They were watching, in the beginning.
Yeah, so, like, there was some of that, but, like,
well, besides all that, in all,
this movie was fucking terrible. From start to finish. There was nothing to like about it. Other than the DJ's kill, which was pretty cool.
I could see that being on a watch Texas.
Yeah, it's a watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2. But it's just it. I don't know. Like, I felt I was so pumped for this movie. I was so pumped for this movie, and it was like such the biggest letdown I've ever seen. Like,
I was not. Like, I walked out of, like, I saw 18. I enjoyed. I was like, all right, that's not bad.
Of course, you could just edit it there. Tell you.
I'm like, of course, I won't move on. And if it's not the 78 version, it's garbage.
So then why does Vaughn even go?
Because I just said him.
No.
I made him go. And then Kills came out. And of course, again, it came out. And I was like, you're fucking, we're going to see it. And he's like, no, we're not. I was like, fucking tickets already been bought. And he's like, I hate you. I was like, yeah, I know.
I
saw Kills. And I was like,
all right.
It was all right. And then they were like, whoa, I'm like, oh. And then
it was the action movie. That's what it was. Yes.
And I'm like, all right. One, knowing this one was coming up, one's like, don't even fucking ask me. I was like, don't worry. I have no oomph to see this one. So I'm just going to wait until my buddy puts it on the Plex and I'm going to watch it off the Plex. And that's what I did.
Bad.
It was like, I haven't paid for this film.
And I didn't either. Walter. I'm Walter's Peacock, so I watch it on Walter's Peacock.
Oh, and just, God, just fucking, it's like, I honestly decided one day to sit down and rewatch. I didn't finish it because I don't even know how they got fucking through the making the movie, but I started rewatching the remake of Nightmare on Elm Street.
It's not bad, man.
No, it's really fucking not. Garbage. It's horrible.
I see where they were going for it, but and it just didn't work out.
As I was rewatching that, I was going in my head going, how come they can make two shitty or multiple shitty remakes of two fucking films, but they can't fucking remake Friday the 13th? What the fuck? I'm like, we get more garbage. I'm like, if they did this in Friday the 13th, I'd be happy. I'd be fine. I'd be like, all right, cool.
Well, I would say out of the two remakes,
fucking dumb slasher shit. No, don't do it in this stuff.
The 2010 remakes, I would say Friday the 13th was better.
Oh yeah, I rewatch that one all the time.
I actually enjoy that one, especially with Trevor. I don't know something about Trevor's character. Like when that girl falls out of the window, your nipples are perfectly proportioned. And then when the girl falls into the window and he just screams like a girl, just his character, man.
Oh, funny. Yeah, it was great.
He's a great character. But the thing I would say about Nightmare on Elm Street that I did enjoy was the fact that they were trying to make him evil again. I think he was not the perfect person to play Freddy. And you know what? No, he was. He was good. It was his makeup, which was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, oh, we want to make him like a real burn victim. And my wife's like, he looks Asian.
God.
Like, that's all she says. He looks Asian. And then they use CG in some parts of it. Why didn't you just use the Freddy makeup? Robert Englund is priceless as Freddy. And he is Freddy. Like, recently I made everybody watch it at the house when the kids were at school. I put on 2001 Maniacs on. Okay? And even the guy who's staying with us a little bit even said, holy shit, I just heard Freddy's laugh. So, like, he's Freddy. I get that. But, like, I think they could have done better if his makeup was better, first off. I think that would have really helped. Did I like the movie? Yeah, I thought it had a good point to it. The whole micro-naps thing was good, but Friday 13th was so much better. So much better. Like, oh man, I don't think of that. What happened? Oh, okay. Can you still hear me or no? That popped up on the screen so fucking loud. But, another remake I didn't like was My Bloody Valentine. I like the original My Bloody Valentine better, but I had just seen that recently. You getting your kettle? But yeah, like I said,
fuck my life. Sorry. I know. Nothing.
What?
Sorry.
You missed what I said was I liked Friday 13th better. There was a lot of scenes. There was that one scene with the Asian kid who like hands up the hockey stick or some shit and he's like in the fucking garage. That was fucking priceless.
I like that one in general. Yeah. I really like the remake.
Was My Bloody Valentine. I like the character who played the main character, the guy from Supernatural. I saw that movie first. I saw that one in the theaters with you, right? And you went?
I think it was a few of us, but yeah.
It was like our crew. We all went, we saw that movie, and I liked it. But then I saw the original. And I was like, wait.
I'll see, like, I walked into watching this, that remake, and I was like.
But I think you've seen the original before.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so what's that?
I saw the original, and, like, me and Vaughn were talking about it, and he's like, you're going to go see the new Bloody Valentine? I was like, yeah. He's like, I heard it looks like he's like, it doesn't look that good. I'm like, no. I actually, my Bloody Valentine 3D, I actually saw that with Vaughn.
Saw that with Trish then. I saw that with somebody.
Yeah, because he was actually, that was one film he was looking forward to. He's like, I don't like remakes, but I've read some decent things about this and what they're doing with it, and I'm actually kind of interested. And then we watched it, and he was like, my God, that was fucking horrible. I was like, yes, it was.
Yeah, so then when I bought it on Blu-ray, 3D Blu-ray, it had come with the original re-edited with all the gore in it again. And I watched that, and the parts that were re-edited looked like shit, but it was really quick anyway, and you didn't really notice it. And that was so much better. It was just story-wise, it was goofy because it was 80s, but like, it
you don't know how that changed, like the watching My Bloody Valentine, because I grew up watching it without any of that.
It changed a lot from what I could tell.
No, I mean, when I first saw My Bloody Valentine, the original one, there was no gore. Everything was cut, you know, either cut out or cut away, and you saw the aftershot, and that was a whole big, that's what I thought the whole big hole was. And then I had a conversation, and Vaughn's like, no, they actually cut everything out of it. And then they hadn't been in print since a couple years ago, or whenever it came out, that they put it all back in, because the guy who was, the guy who directed it, you know, whatever company was like, no, and he's been trying since that to get it redone with everything put in, but they wouldn't let him.
Well, so they didn't do that? Why it was taken out in the first place is there was a serial killer in Canada.
Yeah.
That's why it's taken out in the first place. So they took it out because the serial killer, they thought it would upset people. But yeah, like I said, it's goofy. It has its moments like the beginning when they're all driving away.
Well, I love the first one.
Yeah, but in the end, that's a great movie. Like, mm-hmm. It's a fun movie that it's got a good twist at the end. And then they tried doing that in this one, but they reversed the twist. And like, it was like, and it's just, I don't know. It's just, if they were going to remake it, they should have just went back and watched the original one and been like, just do this again. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
they can't put, see, there's a thing right there. You can't do a shot by shot remake.
No, you could add stuff, but the ending should have been the same though. Because,
you know, but that's the whole thing of doing a remake is that you're remaking it. You're not doing an homage to it. You're doing a remake. You're like, hey, I love the original, but this is how I want to do it how I see it.
Well, don't get me wrong. There were some cool parts, like when the midget girl gets fucking slammed into the ceiling. That was pretty cool. the miner himself was cool. It just was like, it feels very dragged out, and you're just like,
oh yes.
Oh my God, like Jesus Christ.
I didn't like how they killed Tom Atkins. I was like, no, why'd you kill Tom Atkins?
Dude, he didn't die. I'm telling you that right now. He never dies.
Are you like, serious? You got his like jaw ripped off and like a stoke, or like a chair foot, like a chair leg, like shoved into his.
But his memory will last on forever.
You're not actually dead.
No, he's not actually dead. Well, no, is he dead in real life?
No.
He's still alive.
Not that I know. Okay, he should be still alive.
I mean, that was one of our biggest
things. That reminds me.
Seeing that movie is seeing, because Tom Atkins was in it.
Shit, that reminds me.
I mean, my favorite movie with him in it was Night of the Creeps. So, like.
Such a good movie.
Such a good movie. It's such a good twist on zombie movies.
Oh, I know. All right. I'll be right back. One second.
Yeah, that's a crazy good movie. Like, I have so much fun with that movie.
I know you love talking to yourself.
Yeah, I do, right? But I'm just saying, in general, that's a good movie. But, like, this Halloween, I really hope they don't make another Halloween again at all. Like, I'm kind of just burnt out from Michael Myers. I think out of all the Michael Myers slasher movies, I think Michael Myers has the worst movies. Because Freddy was good. Jason was good. Not all Freddy's are good, but they're better than this. Ghostface was good to 4. I haven't seen 5 yet, and I haven't seen 6. So I watched the three. I've seen Jigsaw, though. That was good.
I didn't see that one.
I did see it. I enjoyed it.
With Chris Rock?
No, that's Spiral. That's the Book of Saw. He wrote it, but I heard it's really bad, actually. But, like, I'm saying, like, the Jigsaw was actually enjoyable. Like, I enjoyed it. But, like, I just hope they don't make another Halloween. I really, and you know it's going to happen. They're going to make another Halloween. It's just not, like... But,
if
like...
they do, let them at least wait, you know, a couple of years. Because,
yeah, we're going to have bad taste.
Like, I was just looking bad on...
Reviews. Bad reviews.
I was just looking on the... Joseph Gordon-Levitt Tate on IMDb. He has no Halloween coming. No Halloween film, but he had two TV shows, I think.
Well, Blumhouse is doing a
five. He's doing an Exorcist. He's doing The Exorcist.
Jesus.
And what else is he doing? Let's check. What are you doing, Mr. David Gordon Green?
I wanted to make a love story. Well, you should not pick Halloween for that.
Yeah, no. If you could have made a love story, you could have, you know, finished it with, like, you know, extremely incest. I mean, like, with Lori and Michael, one, like, they were actually brother and sister.
Well, no, it would have been incest because they told you in the second, 2018, they weren't brother and sister.
I know.
Which is weird. I actually like that fucking caveat. That out. I like them being brother and sister. That was enjoyable.
So the next four things he has in development is he's directing The Exorcist, which comes out this year. I don't know when.
TV show was good.
Speaking of TV shows, he's doing a Hellraiser TV show.
Could that be a TV show?
Well,
I don't know. Chucky's doing pretty well. I've actually enjoyed the Chucky show.
And then he has two other things that are in production. Like, The Exorcist is in production. Hellraiser is in development.
That piece is not even ready to go.
Yeah. And then the other two are in production.
Well, I know Megan's out right now.
That's a Bloom. Isn't that Blumhouse?
I think it is Blumhouse.
Blum.
I think Blumhouse is the one doing that Friday 13th thing I showed you the other day, where it's supposed to be him.
That makes no fucking sense.
Like, we all know that he survived the drowning, because how did he go from a 10-year-old kid to a 33-year-old guy? We all know he survived the fucking drowning. We don't need to know what he was doing outside that. You know what I mean? God, why? Like, his original idea was they were going to do a Friday 13th in the winter. Like, we're giving the snow and stuff. And I thought that was kind of cool. But now they're like, oh, we're going to do a TV show. And I'm like, oh, man. it's only because I don't know if you... Chucky's doing so well. I think that's what it is.
Well, I don't know if you've seen any of the fan films on, like,
YouTube
and everything. I forget the name of what one. But there is one out there that it takes place during... winter, and it's fucking phenomenal. Like, I watched it and I was like, there's no way this is a some fan of, film.
Yeah, some of them, they're so well done. You're like, you know, well, Crystal Lake Memories is on my Blu-rays. It's supposed to be a fan film too. I guarantee you this is all happening because the Chucky show is doing good, but the Chucky show makes sense because the way the character is portrayed. You know, we've already done a show for Nightmare on Elm Street called Freddy's Nightmares. Was it good? No. Were the first two episodes good? Yes. We did a Friday 13th show. It was stupid to call it Friday 13th when it had nothing to do with fucking Jason or anything like that. It was about, like, supernatural.
But wasn't the Nightmare on Elm Street show the same way? He just introduced the episodes?
So, yeah, the first two episodes.
He was like the Crypt Keeper?
Yeah, but the first two episodes were about him. It showed what happened prior to him becoming Freddy, And then after that, he became the Crypt Keeper.
Showed why he became a kid toucher?
Yeah, you know what, though? You can watch the first two episodes on YouTube. Totally on YouTube. In the fullity, because you can't buy them. So you can watch them. You can watch them. I watched it the other day. But, again, that's another reason you can tell these people are legendary. Like, Freddy, Jason, all them are everybody's... that's what you think of when you think of horror movies. Those guys, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Freddy, Jason. When someone says, "Hey, what kind of horror movie do?" I don't think of Terrifier. You know,
here's a good example. So, I am strolling those fun dating apps, and I matched with this one chick, and her question was, "I'm starting to get into horror films. What would you suggest for someone to watch?" And I didn't automatically go with the fan favorites. I didn't say Halloween. I didn't say Friday the 13th. I didn't say Nightmare on Elm Street. I threw out, and it's an indie horror comedy that everybody's probably know by now, but Tucker and Dale vs. Evil. I was like, watch that.
It's fucking amazing.
I'm like, it's a horror comedy. It's fucking amazing. And she's like, so all right. She's like, and we had a, full blown conversation about certain things. And I'm just like, okay, this, okay. Yeah.
They're making a sequel to that, by the way.
Are they?
With the same actors, yeah.
Oh my God, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that movie was so good. Like, from beginning to end, you're just like, this is a
great movie. Oh, I loved it. I bought it or downloaded, whatever it was. But when I saw it the first time, I laughed my ass off.
Oh my God, yeah. Well, I laughed my ass off with Cabin in the Woods too.
Cabin in the Woods is a good film too.
Yeah, it was mostly when they were at the government part where I was laughing a lot. Like, is this the way the government people handle all this? It's those two guys alone made that fucking movie. I didn't like the ending, but I liked the movie itself. And I have it, so I watch it all the time. I tell people that at times. I'll be like, when I'm driving people with Lyft and Uber and stuff, and they'll be like, oh, you like horror? I'm like, well, yeah, pretty much you can tell, right? Like, cause I'm listening to Ice Nine Kills in the car. I'm wearing a shirt that's a fucking horror movie. My socks are horror. My belt is horror. My wallet's Jason Voorhees. You know what I mean? Like, everything's horror. My fucking background of my screen is horror on my phone. So he's like, what do you recommend? I'll say stuff like Tucker, Dale versus Evil, or depending on what you want. I would say, what do you want? You want comedy horror? And he's like, if someone said, yeah, I'd be like, all right, well, Tucker and Dale versus Evil. Return of the Living Dead is also another good one. Part one and two.
It is, but you have to remember that certain people in this world will get very offended by that tree scene.
That's Evil Dead.
What did you say?
I said Return of the Living Dead.
Oh. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, they do get offended by that scene. And it happens both times, right? One and two. And it happened in the remake, too.
Well, yeah, it's such an iconic thing.
Did you watch the trailer for Rises?
Yeah, I see both of them. There's a few of them out there. The Red Brand.
Red Band.
Yeah. It looks interesting. Like, I guess I'm on the whole kind of weird verge about it because it's an Evil Dead film.
Without Ash in it again.
Yeah.
But we have to also remember, Bruce Campbell is how old at this point? He's probably tired of Bruce. He's tired of playing the character.
You would think by now, if they were going to, they were going to make a movie, they should incorporate around the TV show.
That show is so good.
Because it would happen in the same universe.
Yeah, Ashy Slashy. That was awesome.
I would have thought by now they wouldn't like, the TV show is over. They ended it.
They ended it because he didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, they could have been like, hey, let's just do it in that same universe. Everybody knows we can bring in people that they know already.
Yeah, you can bring in the Spanish guy, the girl.
Yeah, both those characters.
I can't remember. It's been a while since I've seen them, so I can't remember their names.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember their names either. But, but besides that whole little fucking fandom bullshit that I have, it looks interesting. Like, I wasn't that big of a fan of the first one. Like, I thought the first one was kind of meh. I'm like, all right.
It's about heroin.
Yeah, I'm like, it's Evil Dead. I'm like, this is not shot by shot, but this is, you know, they didn't take anything out of the page. They didn't, you know, do anything different. I'm just like, all right, whatever.
Just had a girl this time around. That was the only difference.
Yeah.
Playing the main character. But, like, this new one I thought was kind of funny. Well, I thought it was a good scene when she was on the tub or whatever. And she says, mommy, and she's like, your mom sleeps with the maggots in hell. I was like, all right.
I thought she said that mommy's sleeping with the maggots now.
Oh, yeah. I was like, all right, this is where we're going with this one, huh?
Yeah, I was like, all right, okay.
The trailers are good. Also, another trailer I thought looked kind of good, your mind's going to be shit for it, was Renfield.
I haven't seen it yet.
It just looks funny as fuck. Like,
I have been in the fanboy thing of Nicolas Cage for a while, since Mandy came out. So,
dude, did you see Wally World?
Oh my god, did you see any of the ones after Wally World? Did you see the Samurai one?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Nicolas Cage. I like Nicolas Cage. Chuck had messaged me the other day. He goes, "Hey, you got Disney Plus?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh, they made a National Treasure movie." It's like Nicolas Cage, and he's like, "No." I was like, "Then I ain't watching it."
Yeah, like, that's a lot of things that I've seen.
Like, he's like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "Cause Nicolas Cage made that fucking movie." And I'm like, "I don't care." Like, just because he did Ghost Rider and it wasn't good doesn't mean he's not a great actor. He was good in Mom and Dad. He was good in Wally World. Wally World was amazing because he didn't say a fucking word in that movie.
Like, that was basically like watching a video game.
Yeah, like, it was awesome. It pretty much was a ripoff of Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
And then another movie I wanted to see was Banana Split. I didn't even know it existed. I saw it the other day.
Oh, yeah, that's I've seen it, but I don't know if I want to see that.
You know why? Do you know why I want to see it?
It's a thing of it's like Chuck E. Cheese.
No, it was a real show called Banana Splits. Yeah, and it was a real show, and I grew up with it. So for them to go, you know what? Let's turn this into a horror movie. Let's do that. And like,
I don't know if it's been released yet. It might be Nightmare Hell. Well, not Nightmare,
it's coming out. It's out soon, actually. It's coming out this year.
Yeah.
I want to see that, and I want to. I heard the Grinch wasn't good. The mean one was not good. You don't even.
Oh, it already came out.
Yeah, it already came out. You don't even see him that much.
Oh.
There's a new Santa movie that's in the theaters right now.
Oh, Violent Night?
Yeah, I kind of want to see that.
Violent Night, I watched it. I thought it was great. Violent Night reminds me of, it's like...
Is it like Santa Fly?
No. Santa Fly's good. It's not a horror movie.
Oh, it's not a horror movie?
No.
It looked like a horror movie.
It's like Die Hard mixed with something else. Because you have this badass Santa who just, it's like Die Hard, but instead of John McClane, it's Santa.
Okay, I see that now.
It seems ridiculous
it would work.
Oh my god, it does. It's like once it starts to kick off and you figure out what's going on and, you know, how, and you figure out, you know, who Santa is, and you're just like, All right.
You know what I've noticed, though? Ghost movies have died out. That's pretty cool. We don't see... I think they're making another Conjuring, but...
They're making one more Conjuring.
Yeah, so they're pretty much gone at this point.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. It's, you know, they go with the seasons.
So I guess it's going to be vampires again with Nicolas Cage's movie starting it off.
It might.
Now, it's called Renfield. It's actually about Renfield. If you don't remember who Renfield is, he was the guy who helped Dracula get to UK in the original story. He becomes a vampire, or he's part vampire.
Gives him some, like, magic ability if he takes something.
I know in the trailer he's in a fucking 12-step program, so I want to see what that's about. And they show Nicolas Cage talk, and he's got a creepy voice, so...
Oh, yeah, the trailer of him coming into the program.
Yeah, like he's trying to save him or whatever. So it looks good. At first, when I first saw it, when they were talking about it, and I first saw Nicolas Cage as Dracula, I was just kind of like, ugh. But I thought they were doing the Universal Monster Dracula. That was going to be the Dracula. Like, ugh. And then I watched the trailer. And then I saw the trailer and I was like, all right, now this looks pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
You gotta remember those Universal films will not get made by anyone else besides Universal.
I wish they bring Dark Universal back and just redo it.
No, the Mummy failed, so they won't do it.
Yeah, so what? The Mummy wasn't a good movie in the first place.
What
they should have gone with was the other three mummies. That's what they started with.
Wait, are you saying the mummies from like the early 2000s is not a good film?
No, those films are good. The original black and white one is not one of my favorite movies.
Oh.
I like the actor, Boris?
Boris
like
Karloff?
Yeah, love him. He's great as the mummy. It's just really slow. The
That's fucking Wolfman.
Wolfman is not Boris Karloff.
Yeah, but that's a fucking slow-ass film.
I love that movie, though.
Oh, God, I saw that in the theater, and I almost fell asleep.
The guy, what's his name, who played in the 2000s version? What was that? He's been all over the internet lately.
Brendan Fraser?
Brendan Fraser. His movies were awesome. Start with that. Boom, done. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but he
did three of them.
There's like fucking five of them, actually.
Three that he's in, I think. There's the...
No, I think...
The Scorpion King is a cow. He wasn't in that.
No.
Excuse me. Looking that up?
Yeah.
I think it was the Mummy, the Mummy Returns, and then the... Oh, no, maybe you're right. Then the Scorpion King. No, that's the Mummy Returns. Then there's the dragon one. So that's the three. It was a trilogy. And he got hurt on the third one really bad, and that's why they never made ones after that. But that's what I'm saying. They could have just gone with those movies, started with those movies, and went forward. And there's craziness, because if you go on Dark Universal Twitter page, it's just people constantly saying, retry the Dark Universe, retry the Dark... Because they want a remake of Dracula, Werewolf Man, and all that. They want that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, that was not a good idea. Whoever wrote that script was not good. Did it work to a point? Like, it tried to tie in too much too quickly. You should just keep it going, like, slowly, you know, monotonously do it. If you want to get really fucked up, just make Basha Squad part of it. Because Wolfman has nards.
He was in the last one, The Mummy... The Tomb of the Dragon Empire.
That was with Brandon Lee. No, Gently.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that was a good one, too. That's where he got hurt really
that
bad.
That one I never saw. I never saw that one.
That was good. But he got hurt really bad, and that's why he went out of making films. He just made his first film in a long time where he's the whale, it's called.
Fucking
he's, like, fat as hell because he got hurt so bad.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he got hurt really bad, dude. Like, he couldn't move for the longest time.
Dude, I'm on his IMDb page.
The last movie I know him from.
I was going to say, he's got where 2000... Oh, from... That last film in 2008. There's no, you know, no break. 2008, 9, 13,
14, 18, 19, 20. I think he did voiceovers, though, and he did the voice for Doom Patrol.
He's got Doom Patrol. He's got The Professional TV series, The Whale, No Sudden Move. I think a movie, either a movie. He's been working, but he's just been working on very low-end films.
Yeah, he's no more action-packed films. Because
no, well, he's not working on Hollywood films.
Which I like. I liked him as an actor, too, which sucked.
Yeah, well, but Hollywood was like, nah, go fuck yourself.
No, there's a whole thing about him going on the internet, so apparently he was, like, molested and all kinds of shit. And he spoke out about it. Yeah, he spoke out about it, and that's why he lost all his credibility, I guess. Well, anyway. So, I think the next time we talk, it's going to be about Hulu's Hellraiser, because that was a good movie, and I enjoyed that a lot. I think it's going to be a while before we tackle any Halloween movies again. Because I have them all, but, like... you know what I would like to go do a show on is the Sleepaway Camp movies, because those are fucking amazing. I'll pick something up. So, supposed to be Halloween too, House too, but I have to get things in order before we start doing that. But like I said, we're going to talk about that, because that's the next big movie that came, horror movie that came out. The only other movie I could see us talking about that is recent would be the Texas Chainsaw Massacre on Netflix, and I can already tell you I fucking hated that movie. So
I know you. That movie was garbage. I don't remember anything from it, but I remember it was bad.
I remember the girl getting her head cut off at the end. That was it. But it was terrible. I actually liked the 3D movie. This movie I fucking hated. And I kind of walked into this movie thinking there was part of the same, you know, thing. So I was just like, oh. That too. Texas Chainsaw Massacre needs to pick a second timeline and stick to it. It's fucking confusing. Wait, Texas Chainsaw Massacre needs to pick a timeline and stick to it, because I'm confused half the time. You know, at least Freddy and Jason were consistent. I think that's it for tonight. I think we've done enough with the hating on Halloween. I mean, I'm sure I can think of other things you hate on. I can tell you the Monsters was garbage too.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Don't see it. It's Rob Zombie, so you shouldn't have to see it.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm wearing a Rob Zombie shirt because I'm washing my other clothes.
Let's see, you like his music for some reason.
I liked his first two albums when he was White Zombie. But as a director, no, he's trash. You can't write for shit.
Fuck him.
All right, everybody. We'll be back on. I don't know if it's this weekend or next weekend. I'm thinking it's going to be next weekend.
If I'm available, next weekend should work. But I don't know if I'll be available. It's my birthday weekend next weekend. So.
Oh, shit, man. How are you, 40 yet?
No.
No.
36.
Getting there, bro. You're closer to 40 than you are 30s.
Yeah. I'm watching Friday the 13th and Friday the 13th.
Oh, shit. It's Friday?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch all those. Maybe we'll talk about those. We're supposed to be watching them anyway.
I might watch rewatch the remake. I enjoy that one.
I have all of them, so.
It's just whatever I can find streaming.
You can have my Vudu account if you want. I get my information for you if you want them. I have every one of them. And I have the documentary if you want to watch that too, which is
I have the documentary too.
The 6-hour documentary?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I have that too.
I have that, and I actually have that in the coffee table book.
I thought we should do a show on YouTube of us watching a show that's on Vudu. I would have to buy it first so we don't have to worry about the commercials they pop up during it. It's called The 50 Horror Movies You've Never Seen. And we should watch it to see how many movies we've actually seen.
I've never seen them all.
Probably. No, there was a couple I haven't seen. I've never seen Hotel Hell.
Oh, you never seen Hotel Hell?
Never seen Hotel Hell. Never seen it. I know the concept now.
You mean Hotel Motel Hell?
Motel Hell, yeah. Where they?
Oh man, Motel Hell is such a fun movie.
It looks like it's a fun movie.
That's one thing. One film I own. I have in my collection. It's such a fun film.
I have to get that. There's a couple on there that I haven't seen. There's a couple like really thrillery type movies that look really good. The Thing. Again, I've never seen The Thing.
Really?
No.
John Carpenter's The Thing. You've never seen it yet.
Never seen it.
I mean, you need to watch it.
Yeah, never seen
it. It's a good film.
Try to keep up with all these new horror movies so I can do reviews on them. It's a lot harder than watching some of the old horror movies.
Yeah, old horror is better.
Old horror is always better, but, I got to keep up with the times. Like, I'm going to have to see Megan.
Yeah, I'll watch it when I'm bored.
It looked cool, I guess, but I didn't know if it was really a horror movie, so.
No, it supposedly it is. It's a toy gone bad.
Oh, Chucky, okay.
Yeah, it's an AI toy. It's AI that.
Well, there is going to be a month we're going to do in the next couple of months where it's just going to be full moon movies, just so you know.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Give me a reason to watch Killjoy again.
Oh, God. I don't want to watch those films. And now you're just going to torture me.
That's the point. Well, you don't have to watch Puppet Masters. We've seen all those. Puppet Masters are good.
Yeah, but I haven't watched those in fucking years. I couldn't tell you what the fuck they were about.
I have them somewhere. I want
so
the collection. I want the collection that these came out. It's on there. It's $320.
I would, actually say,
comes in a case that the fucking puppets come in.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I just saw a case on, I'm on a group on Facebook that a guy was selling, and I was like, no, fuck I'd you, pay. There's no fucking way I have the money for that, bitch.
If I had the money, I'd buy it. Just because it looks cool shit. I get things from Full Moon all the time, like discounts, because I've signed up for them, because I have the plushies and a bunch of the toys. And so I get discounts, and I always look to see what's on sale. Like, is that, like, if it's going to be, like, you know, the Freaks, Castle Freak and stuff like that, I'll buy them. I don't give a shit.
Oh, God. You know,
Robot Wars. He's terrible. Ginger Dead Man. I showed my wife that the other day. She's like, what the fuck? I was like, that's not as bad as Evil Bong. She wants to watch Attack of the Killer Donuts.
It's on what?
Tubi. It's on Tubi.
Oh my God. Just watch
Tubi's Attack. Like, Tubi, just, Tubi's good.
By just the way. Watch Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. It's much better.
Yeah, it's a good movie. That cartoon was good too.
The cartoon was good, yeah.
Like, it was fucking creepy. Then we're going to do a month, I believe, on Trauma. Because we had done Trauma when we first did our podcast. I believe we talked about Trauma, but we didn't actually
watch. Yeah, because we saw a fucking...
We got to meet him. Yeah.
That we got to meet fuckhead, whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah, he's
and awesome. Watch Chicken Dead, Night of Living Chicken.
Yeah, by the way, Lloyd Kaufman. Lloyd Kaufman is the fucking funniest dude I've ever met in my life. Like, he just doesn't give a shit. And he's doing what he wants to do, and that's the best part of it. We'll most likely watch, like, the Toxic Avenger movies. I don't really know if he does horror. I think he just does, like, ridiculous shit. That's really it. Probably that. Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, my God.
And then I think during Thanksgiving, we're going to have to watch Killing 1 and 3. There was no 2.
I don't know if I've seen 3, but I've seen the first one.
I've never seen the first one or the third one, so I'd like to watch them. And at some point, we're going to watch Jack Frost, because I like those movies. They're fun. We'll figure it out. But
The first one's fun. I haven't seen the second one in forever.
It's not bad, the second one. They do tie the first one to the second one, and it sucked because they were going to make a third one, but the guy who played the cop died.
Oh, yeah, because they were following him.
They're following his storyline, so he died, and then he's never made it. But yeah, like I said, we're going to do some crazy shit. Some really, like, obscure shit. So that would be the best part. All right, everybody. Thanks for stopping by. Say bye, Ryan.
Good night, kids. We'll be right back.